and he filled my head with visions of glory. Without this man, I wouldn't be sitting here looking out the window of a fancy hotel. I might be living in some crummy apartment building back in Brownsville, or eating chicken wings in a greasy spoon uptown instead of ordering penny pasta from room service. Or I might be dead. Back when I was a kid, I'd be scared to go back to 42nd Street because a motherfucker might recognize me from the day before and start chasing and beating the shit out of me. Now, I can't walk down 42nd Street because someone might love me to death. Isn't that crazy? I'm on 42nd walking around and so many people will slap me five, I got to get in the car. And not just on my old stomping grounds. I can't walk the streets most anywhere in the world. Ain't that some bullshit? I'm in Dubai and we can't go shopping for jewelry. I can't leave the hotel or I'll get mobbed. This is all because of Cuss. Don't think I'm whining. I'm very grateful for my situation. But I don't understand how it all happened. How did this boxing manager and trainer, who was in exile in upstate New York, watch me spar for less than 10 minutes when I was 13 years old and predict that I would be the youngest heavyweight champ ever? This audiobook is about our relationship. Cuss D'Amato was one of the most unique men ever to walk